It is your KORN News Radio Sports for this Friday, November 28th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. South Dakota State women's basketball would lose their first game of the season yesterday to a 12th-ranked North Carolina, 83-48, at the Cancun Challenge in Mexico. SDSU women now 5-1 on the season. Brooklyn Meyer led the Jackrabbits with 16 points, 4 rebounds, and 3 assists, while Molly Abdouche and Ellie Kolbeck each had 9 points. SDSU, it's by far their worst game, but also the best team they've played this season. They turned the ball over 21 times and gave up 12 offensive rebounds. The Jackrabbits shot just 33% from the field and hit just 2 3-pointers. SDSU takes on Columbia later on today. That'll be at 12:30 starts, day 2 of the Cancun Challenge from Mexico. We'll have the game for you right here for a Jackrabbit pregame show. Starts at noon today on KORN. The SDSU men lost to UC Irvine on Wednesday, 64-52, also at the Cancun Challenge. Redshirt freshman Trey Buchanan had a team-high 12 points off the bench, as the Jackrabbit men also struggled. They shot just 31% from the field and 4 of 23 from 3. SDSU falls to 4-4 on the season. They'll be at Northern Arizona coming up next week on Wednesday at 7 p.m. Dakota Wesleyan women's basketball has climbed up 2 spots in the latest NAIA coaches poll, up to 14th in the country after 3 straight GPAC wins, including a road win earlier this week over now 8th-ranked Briar Cliff. The Tiger women are 5-2 on the season, and they face 3 consecutive top 10 opponents starting next week. They'll be at number 4 Dakota State coming up on Tuesday. They then take on 9th-ranked Concordia next weekend, December 6th, and then in a couple weeks they take on number 1 Dort on December 10th. Also, Dakota Wesleyan men, they're off for the rest of the week. They'll be at Dakota State on Tuesday at 7 p.m. as part of that doubleheader. And Dakota Wesleyan volleyball getting ready for the NAI National Tournament in Sioux City. They will face Concordia coming up Wednesday at 7:30, followed by a match versus the Masters University on Thursday in pool play. USD redshirt sophomore running back LJ Phillips Jr. has been named a finalist for the Walter Payton Award, the FCS equivalent of the Heisman Trophy. Phillips Jr. leads the Missouri Valley Football Conference in carries and rushing yards. He had 250 carries for 1,556 rushing yards, an average of 6.2 yards per rush with 15 touchdowns. Phillips Jr., one of 30 finalists for the Walter Payton Award this season. For more sports, check out our websites, kornradio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.